Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or wherever you're at, and whatever part of the day it is. Welcome back to Word of Hope Through Jesus Grace Ministry, gathering in the Garden of Joy, speaking God's Word to the world. But we're on www.ireceiveradio.org. Working out of the Live 365 new network, the new network we moved to. And we sing God's Word to the world out there. And we have very good music going on. We're on YouTube, Rumble. Stop by the YouTube channel. And go ahead and like, share, and subscribe. We need some subscribers to help us do the algorithms. Folks, thank you for taking that moment there for advertising, and you can always skip through it if you don't want to listen to it. So anyway, having said that, let's get on with the message here today of being single and your desire not to be single. Around the 30 to 35 year range that they're concerned about having children at a later age. They're concerned about trying to find a husband still. And I'm not I'm just giving a word from the Lord. In other words, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a, all these kind of degrees that you're supposed to have. You know, it's common sense is what it is. No, common sense is free. I mean, it costs a little bit to learn it. And you'll go through a couple penalties in life and suffrage over a lack of common knowledge. But let me give a sip on my coffee because I've had bad allergies. It's still, like I mentioned, the last couple things here. And I'm still getting over it, bad cough and sore throat. So having said that, folks, it's just common sense and patience and understanding what the Lord has for you individually, because just because you see somebody with a big house with a white picket fence with kids running around, that's a lot of burden that comes along with that. A lot of worry, a lot of concern, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of sorrow, a lot of losing out, in other words, on things. Because then when you are with somebody, then you're getting that moments and of wondering, wow, man, it's I'm kind of tied to the hip here, and I'm married, and I can't do things like I used to, and I kind of have a desire to do so. And then God speaks on wives and husbands and marriages, and also speaks on singles. And like I said, these two women that I know are, you know, worried about not having children until they're 40, maybe. I don't know. You know, it's God has plans for you. I don't know what it is. And for you, to go to pay a whole lot of money to talk to somebody that's got some kind of college degree and learned in booklets and commentaries of everything that they've learned from somebody else, that they've learned from somebody else, that they learned from somebody. That's all a good thing for your mind, but not for your soul. Jesus Christ heals your soul. And then in that you find patience and you find endurance and understanding. And don't worry. Don't worry. I tell these girls, these women, why worry? Why worry? Maybe, I told one, I says, well, look at it this way. Maybe God doesn't want you to have children because you're going to find out something that you don't want to know. They're like, well, you know, what are you talking about? I said, I'm out of the box, Reverend. I think out of the box. And I escaped the bubble. I said, well, supposing you got married, and because that's the husband you were looking for that you wanted, and it didn't work out the greatest, but you still got along fairly good. You know, you did it because you want to be married, and people do that, unfortunately. But it works out in the long run. However, that's their lives. That's their choice. That's their common sense that they evaluate their lives. Yes. But I told her, I said, supposing you did get married and you and your husband decided to have a baby and then tried again to have a baby because the first time you could not conceive or the baby died in stillbirth or died in the womb. And I'm being straight up. I mean, there's people that suffered these issues, thousands. And it happens all the time. And I pray forgiveness of what they're going through, that they can have forgiveness, that they're misunderstanding what God's purpose is for them. And if a child was taken, it's because God took that child, because the child was going to have issues in life, or the life that chosen for that person was to be born would not be proper and would be a burden to you. But it's bad to say, yeah, I got it. We got it, folks. But you got to look at the common sense of big picture. The big picture, okay? What's the end? What's the end of the movie? What's the end of the movie, folks, okay? So what I'm getting at is, don't worry about what you want. You worry about what God wants for you, okay? Because your pathway in life is different than mine. And you can be married. You can be married two or three times, and it don't work out. Man or woman, it don't matter. What side of fence of genealogy that you're on, because God created man and woman and man only. Can I repeat that? Man and woman only was created in the likeness of them. And God created man in his mankind, humans in his image, and decided to create a companion for the man, and he called her woman. So, until became wife, spoken wife. So singles. This is in the God's Promises book for your every need. And I would say get one. Everybody get one. And it's a New King James Version, which I'm not very fond of, but it serves the purpose. God's Promises. You can love whatever version you would love. I mean, I'm not going to get into my versions, but the Bible is good. The Word of God is good. And you hold fast to where your life, where it fits into your life, which you can relate to. Okay, and still deep dive, search, and go back to pre. 313, 325, 326, before Constantine legalized Jesus. Deep dive prior to that, first 400 years. So anyway, singles, and this is Hosea 2:19. I will betroth you I will betroth you to me forever. Yes. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice and loving kindness and mercy. But I say to you, I say to the unmarried, and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. That's 1 Corinthians 7:8. But as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all the churches. And you are the church. Okay, in all the churches, you are the church. Did you forget that part? Remember, when you became a new child in Christ and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all has passed away, and behold, everything becomes new. And when Jesus died on the cross and said it was finished, in John, spoken, Jesus shook the earth. God shook the earth. The Holy Spirit came later. When Jesus had spoke to the disciples and he left. He was single. Okay? He died on a cross, Jesus did. He was single. He walked the earth and spoke with everybody. He was single. He came back. He was single. But he had went back. He told everybody, he says, I'm going to leave, but I must leave. Don't touch me. I got to go back righteous. He even told his mother Mary, he said, woman, don't touch me. Woman, don't touch me. I had to be clean. And when I do go back to the kingdom of the Father, back home, I, single, as I'm single, I will ask the Father to send back the Helper, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. Single, single, single. Jesus was single. And that veil was ripped in two when the ground quaked in the sky and the stars hid themselves in tears. And sorrow, hid themselves in darkness. And guess what? When that veil ripped in two, the church was no longer in the building. It is you and me. It is you and me. So when Jesus speaks upon this word that comes through many people, many of the disciples, many people walked the earth and spoke the word of Jesus, of God and Father. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. 1 Corinthians 7:8. And then it backs it up in 1 Corinthians 7:17. Continues later, shortly later. But as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one of us, let him walk. Walk your walk single if it is. And so I ordained in all the churches. So I ordained in all the churches. Are you bound to a wife? Do you not seek to be loosened? Are you loosed from a wife? Do you not seek a wife? But even if you do marry, you have not sinned. But if you marry, and if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you. So don't push and rush things. Even if you're a virgin, you worry about things, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Have patience, patience. The Lord loves you. The Lord has everything under control for you and me. And just because we see things, I see things, and I got tormented so many times in my thoughts, in my mind, but not understanding until I gained that relationship with Jesus Christ. And I just started realizing so much that I never realized before in my life. At 61 years old, I'm 70 years old now. And I've been with the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And for 9 years now, just a little bit over. 9 years, 2 months, 3 months. So I'm single. I've went through a lot of things in my life, and it just never worked out because I was trying things, I was pushing things. And you realize there's some things that, they got a phrase people in the flesh use, to have and have nots. And they always refer that to money, like possessions. But it also means husbands and wives. It also means children. It also means a lot of things. Okay? So don't use these thoughts of the world. Gain your relationship with Jesus Christ. Love. And when I realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm single, but you know what? There's a lot that I can do. I have a lot more time to serve the Lord now. Now, I'm not putting down marriages, but I look at it. You got to look outside the box, folks. I know it's hard. I know it's sorrowful because of what our desires are of this world, our worldly desires. But I'm going to read a couple of verses on some things here, and then I'm going to let you go. And in Matthew.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In another version, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And one more. So do not worry about tomorrow. I got one here. I saw it just a minute ago. I'm going to bring it to your attention. And I really liked it. Therefore, be not anxious for the morrow. For the morrow will be solicitous for the things of itself. It will solicit. This world will solicit things for you of itself that will take you away from the tomorrow that God has for you. And the more we push ourselves to do what we desire, we put off what God has for us. That's been ordained, which I'm going to tell you here. And as the Lord spoke to Jeremiah in his major depression. Do not be over anxious, therefore, about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own cares. Enough for each day are its own troubles. Matthew 6:26-34. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they gather and grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his splendor and glory was not arrayed, not above like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith! Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, worldly things we are looking at every day. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be a worry of its own about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And I'm going to bring up here. I'm going to bring up John 3:16. Hold on one sec, because I like my 3:16s. Let's go John 3:16 also. Actually, where are you at? Come back here. I'm on the internet. This is off the cuff. All right. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You'll have this on earth. You'll have this on earth. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord will be with all of you. Did not come into the world to condemn the world. He came there to give you abundant life, eternal life, and life on this earth, fulfilling your life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So folks, in that future, we always box it into our vision, our tunnel vision, with blinders on and earplugs, and just keep heading into what we want and not what God wants for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Folks, I know it's tough. Okay, I know a lot of people that struggle in this. And I minister everywhere on the street, but not one church allows me or gives me any kind of leeway to speak. I see all kind of people off the street and, you know, brand new evangelists, brand new young, not young at age, young at the pastoring, when they come up in there and they give their words. But never, ever, ever do I get any chance to speak anywhere. And I knew 27 churches. And that's okay, I found out, because just as somebody doesn't want to be single, I don't want to be single. I want to be with the crowd. I want to be with people. I want to give the word on the talk. Not a braggadocious, but there's things that God has in my heart. Not in my mind, but in my heart to speak out. And I'm not around to. I am suppressed by everyone. But God gave me a direction. This is the way you need to look at being single. And just go with the flow. And that's what I had to do. I had to go back to the Lord after frustrations. Yeah, I was aggravated. I never have anxieties or depressions, but I got aggravated. I got mad. Yeah. I'm a pastor. I'm a reverend. And I'm not perfect. Pray for your congregation. Pray twice for your pastor. So I was single, just as I'm single in the flesh from marriage. I was also single from being in the family or having a family with other people to become part of their family, to share their family for another family. You see what I'm saying? So it's just a domino effect. There's so many people I feel I never got to touch their lives, even if it's just one or two out of 27 churches. But that's okay, because God said, no, don't worry. I'm going to give you broadcast airing on international TV. You're going to speak out to 87 countries and reach over 280 million homes on international television, satellite cable TV, and everywhere else. Don't worry. I'm going to give you a radio station, and you're going to learn how to make your own music and create it through this technology that mankind has advanced in. And you're going to have a radio station, and you're going to be out singing my word, to the world through to 175 countries. Don't worry, Bob, Pastor Doc, I'm going to be giving you a podcast, and we're going to have different things to tie to it, and we're going to connect it to 27 platforms. We're going to connect it to your TV, to your radio. We're going to connect the radio to your TV. We're going to connect. I'm going to make your way because I have plans for you. And guess what? I might get married at 75 years old. Might not have children, but I'm going to have so many children in Christ. It's going to be a bigger family than I could ever fathom. So what I'm trying to tell you is be patient. Be patient. Serve the Lord. And just pray to the Lord. Yes, Lord, you know I need my desires met. But I know you have plans for me. I know your desires for me is in my direction to learn and to grow in you before I have an individual come into my life. So that's what you have to hold fast to. I know it's hard. I know it sounds impossible. But remember, I'm going to leave you on this note. Do what you can do. Well, first thing is always put God first. Always. And anything and everything. Wake up in the morning and say, thank you. You wake up first thing in the morning. Then you ain't even crawling out of bed. You're stretching. You say, thank you, Heavenly Father, for this great day I had today. Declare a good day. Call it a good day. Don't say, hey, watch over me and guide my ways. Yeah, yeah. But you say, first, thank you for this glorious, wonderful, beautiful day I had today. And then get out of bed. But do what you can do. Let God do what you cannot do. Do the natural. Let God do the supernatural. And you do the possible. Let God do the impossible. Have patience. I have no desire to hurt you. I have plans for you, the Lord said, to prosper you and give you hope and future that you desire, that is matching with my desire first. God bless you. Stay toasty. I hope this lifted you and encouraged you. And do some research. Deep dive in the Bible. If you're getting anxious, don't have anxieties. That's devil's work. That's Satan working on you. I got you. I got you, man. You're worried now. Now you're going to turn from the Lord. Job said, his wife said, Job's wife said, sin, curse the Lord and die. And that's what we do in the flesh. Trust me. I've been there. I've done that. But when I came to the Lord, my anxieties were gone. My anxiousness, my desires, you know, and I get hurt and I get mad and I get frustrated. Sure. Because this world will do that to you. But endure and stay on track with what God has planned for you. And just ask for it. Just look for it. Say, Lord, I know that was on track. I know because everything worked out perfect. And that's the track that you want to be on. Don't worry about things for tomorrow. God will provide one way or the other. Oh, my Lord, I wanted children. I never got married. But I've got missionary friends and, you know, I'm older now and I can't have kids. But my husband now or my wife now, we serve the Lord and we have a missionary for children. We have an orphanage that we're partnered with. We started an orphanage. You just go in and minister to foster children. You have so many avenues, folks. Just understand what God's plans are for you. Don't disregard yours, because your plans are your desires, what's in your heart and mind. But don't put them in your mind and throw it away from your heart, because your soul is going to get lost and Satan will take it. And then before you know it, nothing works out. So God bless you. Stay toasty. Word of hope through Jesus Christ loves you. Thank you for gathering in the Garden of Joy. Stop by iReceivedRadio.org, iReceivedRadio.org, and you'll see all three websites. You can go on, and there's much shopping. I have sponsors now, sponsors for the radio and TV and such. And when you purchase, you use the promo code BELIEVE33, and use that code every time. All listeners, at whatever purchase you make, they give you these vendors that sponsors, partners I have with the ministry. They give anywhere from 15 to 30% discounts on different things. And there's many, many things to pick from. Jewelry, clothes, hats, trinkets, and coffees, and beef jerky, and sauces for a top-notch company. So go visit Yotia and the sponsors on IReceivedRadio.org and IReceivedRadio.org. So stop in, make a purchase, huge savings. You're going to discount savings every purchase you make. And the ministry gets a nickel and dime too. And it helps us with the financial needs. So let's work together. God bless you. Thank you for your kindness of coming in and sitting for a moment. So you stay toasty and keep your joy until we talk again. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. And I love you. And the Holy Spirit is with you wherever you go. That's your divine prayer connection. Ultimate wireless prayer connection that Satan cannot break. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless your family, your folks, your ministry, and your pastors. Until we meet again.